It's not like Rabbi Levi Yitzchak's story. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak did not end up faulting people, usually with Lamed Chos. So that's why I said it doesn't sound like it, but again, I don't know. Okay, we are on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The two dots to go across from Taisus Ur LeRabbanon and go down four lines. Matan Rav Cheskel LeRami Bray. Rav Cheskel was teaching his son Rami. Hanisravim ben Iskolim, he quoted a Mishnah Sanhedrin. Now, the background to this Mishnah is, there's a Machloikas Tanoim and Masechta Sanhedrin, which is the more severe death, Skila or Srefa? Rabbanan holds Skila is the more severe death, and Rav Shimon holds Srefa is the more severe death. That's the background. The Mishnah says, if Nisravim get mixed into Niskolim, so you have people here that are chayiv Srefa, and more people that are chayiv Skila, because the way you make the words is the Nisrafim got mixed into Niskolim, which means the Niskolim is the majority and the Nisrafim is the minority. Give them Skila, Shasrefa Chamura, because you can't give them the more severe death, you have to give them the less severe death. It's not right to give somebody who doesn't deserve the more severe death the less severe death. Yeah, Rav Shimon holds Shreifa is Chamura. So therefore he says give them Skila, because Shreifa is the stricter one. Now, Amar Lei Rav Yehuda Bray. So Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Yecheskel, Rami's brother, Bray Abba Leitisna Hafi. Do not learn the Mishnah that way. That Mishnah you just quoted, you misquoted. Why? Because if the case is that some Nisrafim got into mixed into more Niskolim, so Ma'yu Yisrafi Chamura typically the Ruben Niskolim in them. Then it's not a Chiddush. You could go, let's say you could give the severe death, but it's go by majority. So obviously, if a few Nisrafim got mixed into more Niskolim, you would go with Skila because it's the majority. Not because Srefa is more severe, but because you go by majority. There would be no meaning like this. The case of Niskolim ben Nisrafim does not need to end off by saying you can't give them Srefa because it's more severe. The reason you can't give them Srefa is because the majority didn't deserve that. And you go by majority, whether it's more or less severe. To Elohachi Yisne, Amalai Yachi, or Elohachi Yisne. What you should say is, HaNiskolim ben Nisrafim, that the Nisrafim were the majority, and the Niskolim were the minority. So you would go Basarayv, you would give everybody Srefa. You can't, because Srefa is Chamura, and you cannot kill the people who deserve Skila with Srefa. So what his son did is he changed the amount of people. The way his father quoted it, the majority were Niskolim. And therefore, the son said, if the majority are Niskolim, I have another reason you can't give them Srefa, because you'd be going against the majority. Therefore, he said, learn the case the opposite way, that the majority were Nisrafim, and the minority were Niskolim. So Rav would tell you, give them the more severe death. You can't give them the more severe death. That's what Rav Shimon said. So the way to read this Mishnah is that the Niskolim were the minority, the Nisrafim were the majority, and still you don't go by majority, but you go by the less severe death, which is Skila. So the son corrected his father's interpretation of the reading of the Mishnah. He said, the way you read the Mishnah, there's no Kiddush. There's another reason here that's before. The way I'm reading the Mishnah, Rav Shimon is saying a big Kiddush, that even against the majority, you give the less severe death.
But before we changed it, if you would have given the majority Skila, that's what you would have given everyone?
That's the majority. You go. The Torah says you go by Rav. That's the regular halakha. Let's say they're equal.
Well, but the person who gets Srefa, he's getting more of a punishment.
You go by Rav. You hear going by Rav? What does going by Rav mean?
Now,
that the minority is lost into the majority.
Okay, so in the case now that we changed it, the person that is getting,
We're in Rav Shimon now.
No, but I'm saying.
Let's do. Let's
no,
do
no, no,
Oh, no, no, no. Why don't you let the Gemara do its thing? We're not. We're middle. We're middle.
I'm never in the middle. I'm always at the end.
Good. That's the problem. Let's go weiter. So anyway, just to get it straight before we get confused, Rabbi Yehuda changed it that the majority are the more severe death, and still you don't go by majority. Amar Loi, so his father answered him, Yehachi e Masefa. Let's go to the next part of the Mishnah. The Chachamim Aimim, Yedainu B'Sreifa, Shaski L'Chamura. That you give them Sreifa, because Skila is the more severe one. Now, if your case is right, you would give them Sreifa because it's the right. You changed it to make Pshat and Reb Shimon, but you turned the Pshat and the Chachamim Shver now. But the Chachamim responded to the same case of Reb Shimon, which is that the Sreifa is the majority, and the Skila is the minority. And Reb Shimon said, give them Skila, because that's the less severe one. And the Chachamim said, give them Sreifa, because that's the less severe one. But the Rabbanan don't need that reason. The case is the Sreifa by the majority. By changing Reb Shimon, you leave the Rabbanan out there saying a reason that's not necessary. The Rabbanan holds Skila is more strict. So, to Gemara, Amalah Hasim Rabbanan to come and Reb Shimon. Rabbanan were telling Reb Shimon, meaning we don't need the reason of Skila being more strict. We go by right. But you wanted to go by the less strict one, the Karmat Sheva Chamura, Loi Skila Chamura. Meaning like this, Eino Kinami, in the case when there's a majority of the Shravim, and a minority of the Skulam, Rabbanan don't need the reason that Skila is more strict. You would go by majority. But they're telling Reb Shimon, you hold Sheva Chamura, you're wrong. Skila is Chamura. So therefore, we're arguing on your premise. They're not getting involved in the case because the case didn't need the Skila Chamura. The case needed, he could have said majority, but they used it because that's what they hold. So they're telling Reb Shimon, you're assuming that Sreifa is more Chamur. That's wrong. They weren't saying their own halacha. They were responding to Reb Shimon and saying, Reb Shimon, you're wrong. And in the case that's there, they don't need to say Skila Chamura. But they're trying to tell Reb Shimon, you are not going by majority because Sreifa Chamura. Well, you're wrong. Sreifa is not Chamura. Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Hanisravim ben Iskolim. Mashma Echab Hanisravim Nisarab ben Iskolim Harbe. Reading the Mishnah means one Nisravim and a lot of Iskolim. The Kamalunko Chayim Mitzvah Shemitairich Nisarvu. The Ein Yedua Ezim Mehem Bekal of Ezim and Bechamura. You don't know who gets the lighter one and the more severe one. Kula yidainu bekala. She'ena to b'shoi limshik asakal lo'im ishchamer shlin ishchayabai. You can't pull the one that's less severe misa to give him a more severe misa. He's not obligated to suffer that much. Reb Shimon ayim yidainu b'skila shikala. This little Reb Shimon, straight for chamura b'skila. B'taimim b'farash b'sinhedrin. If you want to know where Reb Shimon learned it, go learn Sinhedrin. Amalur of Yehuda, Breder of Cheskel, or of Cheskel. Abba, Lord Tisniok, you do not learn Hanisravim ben Iskolim, Bab ben Iskolim, Rubav, that the Iskolim arrived. You can't have my tell us time, Mishim, the Sreva Chamura. Then you wouldn't have to tell me because Sreva is Chamura. Typically, the Lekalim, Eber Kulim, the Sreva, Nim Kren Asus, Lachbos, the Miyuta. You can't give them Sreva because that's the minority. And Iskolim ben Iskolim, the Ava Gav, the Iskolim, Rubav, Yedainu, Beskilim, Neshikala. Even though the Nisravim is right, you still give them the lesser severe one. The question was, how about Rabbanon? Hasam Rabbanon was a Kamila Reb Shimon. How did the Kamish Askila Chamura lot time be Yabin Lemelsayu? They don't need it for their halacha, because you would go by majority. Elo, Hachi Amr, Yedainu B'Sreifa Basar Ruba, with the Karmat Yedainu B'Skila L'Hakal Aleim, that which you said Skila is less severe, Einat Tameko. You should know you're not being less severe. And L'Machmir Shaskila Chamura. So basically, he was saying that the Rabbanan were just responding. Therefore, their case didn't need their reason. But they were trying to tell Reb Shimon, you're not helping anybody, you're making things worse. Yes, doctor.
Two things, or at least one thing, a possible answer to it. This seems to be violating the general rules of when you subsume a part into the whole. In that, you know, human beings are something which is counted if they are so. They're bought and sold if they are so. They seem not to be able to be.
Okay, we're not going to get into that lock of drive. You're asking that human beings aren't butthole. So why would you go basaruba?
Okay,
but that's a side issue. I don't know the answer to that. Yes.
So, but I seem to recall that there was a rule in Sanhedrin that if you don't have the kelim do a
less severe
as death as convicted, then you do whatever death that you can. That
less severe, I think.
But there's something like that.
Could be.
That would answer the problem of robe and heart.
Could be.
Once you have robe, does everyone hold that even if the minority is more severe, you can't...
Again.
Once you...
Again. You wouldn't go by majority to give more severe. That's what the Gemara is saying here. That we don't go by...
Everyone would agree with that.
Right. That's what Reb Shimon is saying. And the Rabbanan are concurring. You don't go by rive to give more severe. But what if they're equal? Then you would go by rive. Right? And Rav Shimon seems to be saying a case where rive says one way and he's not giving that reason because he says one is stricter, or maybe they're equal and you wouldn't go by it anyway. Meaning you don't need your reason in this case. In this case, even if they were equal, you would give Sreifa because they're the minority. I mean, Skila, because they're the minority. I mean, you would give Skila because they're the majority. Just the opposite. Yes.
Was it they weren't equal, and the robe was not equal. The robe was Sreifa. What's come now?
You give Sreifa because Sreifa is the less severe. Even if the robe was Skila.
Yeah, but the problem is, the robe versus Sreifa. But there are people there that needs
skila. Right, they're not getting skila.
Okay, but that means they're not getting... Well, yes or no, I'm sorry, Rabbi is going to say, I'm not Hashem. Are they going to get their kapara?
100%, because we follow the Torah. See, this is an old theory of mine. It's not a theory, it's a fact. We're not in charge of guaranteeing anything. We have one job, keep the Torah. Everything else is not our job. People kill b'mezid b'lo hasra'am. They don't get killed by us. What do you mean? It's not my problem. I listen to the Torah. The Torah told me to do A, I do A. The Torah didn't tell me to do A, I don't do A. I'm not in charge of the world. In a godless world, this would be major problems. But it's not.
It happened to be, and they got off a little bit easier than Hashem wanted them.
Exactly. 100%. Rabbi Nachman runs the world, and he said the halacha is: if the halacha would be go bus arrive, you would do the arrive. I the meet. That's not my problem. I listen to the Torah. What happens upstairs? The Torah said this is what I should do. They are totally exonerated. Zok to Gemarvayt. The reason this whole story is here is for the next line. Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda. So Shmuel, who's Rav Yehuda's Rebbe, tells his Talmud, Shinnah, a sharp one, L'tayma le'lov v'hochi. You don't speak to your father that way. You don't tell your father, L'tisni hachi. Don't learn the Mishnah that way. You can't correct your father by telling him he's wrong. It's not Kavir Ave. Not Myra. It's Seisir Dvarov. The Tanya. He saw his father doing an Avera. Don't tell your father, oh, you just violated a law. You just were over on a drabanon. You don't say that. This is what the Torah wrote. So the Gemara, you're still being Mitzayr him. It's still pretty direct. He's doing something, you say, the Torah says don't do that. Excuse me. He tells his father, let's learn this pasuk. I mean, he doesn't say to his father that the pasuk said he's wrong. He tells his father, let's learn pshat in this pasuk. And then the father comes to his own realization that what he did is wrong. The kid does not confront his father by telling him he's wrong. He has to do it in a roundabout way. So you shouldn't tell your father, no, that's not the right gears in the Mishnah. You should say to your father, but if what happened to Rive? And your father will come to his own realization that you have to change the gears in the Mishnah. Don't tell him he's wrong. Ask him a question. And he'll come, he says, oh, right, we'll change it. Instead of telling him, don't do, you're wrong. Like Tisnihuk. That's what Shmuel told Rav Yehuda. That's why this story is here, to teach us that halacha. Rashi? To tell him suddenly that he made a mistake. The comment lay like Tisnihuchi. Kach kosim a Torah, saying this is what the Torah said, Surukum a Tsarlay. Varakuayim a Loya Vartat every Torah. That's like telling him he was over on the Raisim. Mikra kosim a Kayakach. Armaloya Mikra Sumashu kosim. Just tell him the Pasik. What's my Yavim Shatta? And he'll understand that he misunderstood, that he made a mistake.
Can this be done even? Rabbim?
This is Rabbim.
I guess Shmuel was here, so I guess.
The Rabbim means the father's giving a drasha, and the kid's there for some reason, and his father's saying something that's wrong.
No, again, his father's saying a halacha that's wrong? What's his father saying? Shat in the Gemara that's wrong? It's fine. The island will survive it.
Really? No, I mean that, please.
Yeah, 100%. Not a geya. Who cares? I mean, I care. Don't get me wrong. Nobody's going to make a mistake. And if the father gets up and says a wrong halacha, you got a big problem. I don't know what the answer would be. But he's not saying this was a case in Pshat in the Mishnah. All he had to say was, meaning lead him that way on his own instead of telling him he's wrong. Don't think about that.
Since the Mishnah is not that important.
I did not say that. I said it's not a local Maisa. They weren't giving skill and strength in those days. Chas v'sholom, I said it's not important. Chas v'sholom. What I said is, you go to a shir, and the person says a shir says a pshat in the Rambam, and you think he's all wrong. He doesn't know he's not reading the Rambam correctly. Don't get up and correct him in public. There's no reason for it. But he said that he read the Rambam the wrong way. So you go over after him and say, can't you read the Rambam the other way? If it's your father, you have to do it in a more subtle way. But you don't get up and say, you don't know how to read a Rambam.
Should we be distressed that the legal system, it works not like the Torah's legal system? If you had a murder, you have to have warning witnesses. Play the goyim or just Jews? It's supposed to, should we be upset? Because right now, if it were the Torah's way now, it'd be
Black Lives Matter. That's all it would be. It's exactly what's happening now.
Right. It's going south. Things are going south.
Okay, the answer is as follows. I don't got to go. In Hilchos Ben Noach, you don't need Hasra. Eid Echad's enough. Dayan Echad is enough. It's a totally different set of rules for Ben Noach than it is for Yisrael.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. That's the honest truth. Yes.
As much as I dislike talking about upstairs and stuff like that, I mean, one should remember that there is extrajudicial death penalties.
Right.
And
yeah, that is true. The Rabbanim can intervene at times extrajudicially to make sure things. The Mashal, when Yavama, somebody was riding a horse and they killed him on Shabbos. They killed him riding a horse on Shabbos, and he was Chayim Misa, even though he's not, because it was a Pirtz in Shmir Shabbos.
That's the example.
I would assume that they put up signs beforehand, you know, saying, do not ride a horse on Shabbos. Instead of, you know, one day they just decided to pick a guy off his horse and kill him. You know what I mean? I assume. That's my right. Elazar ben Matthias Eimer. Elazar ben Matthias said the following halacha. Abba Eimer Ashkeni Mayim u'mitzvah lasos. A guy has to do a mitzvah, and his father wants a drink of water. right? It's now 4 minutes before Shkia. He did not wear tefillin that day. His father wants a drink of water. He has two mitzvahs in front of him, tefillin and kibud av v'aim. What takes precedence? Lacha is, maniach ani koreit abba v'aitzis ha-mitzvah. Shani v'abba chayavim b'mitzvah. I and my father both have to do the mitzvah, meaning so it gets first, because it's a mitzvah that he would have to do also. Now, he doesn't have to put on tefillin now. I have to put on tefillin now. But it's a kind of mitzvah that he would have to do also. Therefore, it takes precedence over kibud av v'aim. However, Isi ben Yehuda Eimer, Efshel mitzvah la'asa de'acherim, t'yasar de'acherim, b'yeluchu b'kavad aviv. But if there's somebody here that can do the mitzvah, it's not wearing tefillin. If there's somebody who needs a ride to the airport, it's a mitzvah to take him to the airport. And your father wants a drink of water, and it's a question, should you take the guy to the airport or not? There's somebody else here that can take him to the airport. Ask the other person to do that mitzvah, and you... middle. And do the kibud av first. Now, Paiskim speak out, any mitzvah that can be delayed, the Gros says, is called Efshalas Sadeh Acherim. If you're 20 minutes before Shkia, and you can give your father his drink and then put on tefillin, then it's considered as if that mitzvah can be done by others. Tefillin cannot be done by others. But this moment, the Gron speaks out, this is a Gron Shulchan Aruch, that if you can delay the mitzvah, you can do keep it up first, even if it is a mitzvah that's impossible to do by anybody else. For instance, you're going to shake lulav at 10 o'clock in the morning, right? And your father needs something, you can shake lulav at 11 o'clock in the morning. And therefore, it's considered Efshalas Sadeh Acherim. It's not Aideh Acherim. But time makes it as if it's Efshalas Sadeh Acherim. But the case of Efshalas Sadeh Acherim is if it's not something you have to do. It's the ride to the airport. The guy has to catch a plane. He can't wait 10 minutes. He's got to catch the plane. And you either take him or go take care of your father, go to the store to buy your father a drink. What do you do? So if there's nobody else around, you drive him to the airport. Because your father would be willing to drive him to the airport also. And if there is somebody else around, you tell that person to do this mitzvah. I have another mitzvah, you don't. Therefore, that's what you do. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Abraham Ashkeni Mayim, Yesh mitzvah cheres lefanei lasis, can ligbur sameis or levoya. To do kvura sameis or levoya, which is we don't delay out kavod hameis. And the question is, which takes precedence? The answer is, kvura sameis and levoya take precedence over giving the father the drink. But that's because it can't be delayed. But any mitzvah that can be delayed, the Gross says, is considered like Efshalas Sadeh Acherim. Yes?
I've got a question on a detail of what you said at the side of the menorah. So if you want to push it off, it's fine. But I didn't think there was an isser on putting on tefillin and items. It's just something which is generally not done. I mean, you don't have
to. Okay, it's a side issue totally. And I was talking about the mitzvah tefillin that a person has to do every day. He's not yaitzeh by putting it on the night afterward. If I didn't put on tefillin on Thursday, and I put it on Thursday night, I didn't put it on Thursday.
Is that Tzeis or Shkia?
Whatever it is, whatever the time is, we'll decide what time it is. I didn't put it on.
And
now, I will agree with you. There's a major tumult about Chayin, which we're not here for now. Is there a mitzvah to put on tefillin every day? But I was assuming that there is. I used that as an example.
Okay.
It was just an example. It has nothing to do with the Isser tefillin at night. I was talking about the chiyuv of wearing tefillin. If it is a daily chiyuv, which is a big shayla. This is why we get off a topic. It has nothing to do with it.
I do try to listen to people's words.
The Brisker Rav used to not wear tefillin chol hamoed. Like a lot of people don't. After Yom Tov, he took all the time he would have worn tefillin during the days of Chol HaMoed, and he wore it after Yom Tov. That means, let's say he would have worn tefillin 2 hours a day of Chol HaMoed. There are 4 days of Chol HaMoed. That means he missed 8 hours of tefillin. So he wore tefillin eight. This is Rashi Sherbo brings us to the Tshuva. I didn't make this up. He wore tefillin an extra 8 hours after Yom Tov to make up the 8 hours of Tulim that he missed. So that's a big shaila. Is it a mitzvah to wear tzon as much as you can, so you make up the time you wear a tzon, or is there an inyan of every single day? Because there's no source in the Chazal that we see that say wear tzon every single day. It says wear tzon. Keep it gufnaki and wear tzon. We wear it by davening because we don't want to be made a sheker. Now, is there a mitzvah to wear it by davening? And what if I didn't wear it by davening? I can wear it any other time during the day. So, is it pshat is I have to wear it every day? So it means every on Tuesday I have to wear a tzon, and on Wednesday I have to wear a tzon. Or if I didn't wear a tzon on Tuesday, I'm not suggesting this because according to some Achronim, you're a kafta with my tzon, I don't want to go there. If I didn't wear a tzon on Tuesday, but I wear a double on Wednesday, I got the same credit. This is a big shaila in the Achronim. It's not for here and now. I've used the wrong example by saying, Tzilin, I should have stuck to lulav, where nobody would ever ask me a question about whether you can do lulav the next day.
So you're going to tell me that the brisker rub didn't wear tefillin all day?
He didn't wear tefillin the whole night. The briskers don't wear tefillin the whole night. The grub didn't wear tefillin the whole night.
No, I'm saying all day during
not Kol. No, he did not. No, he did not. Again, I'm reading. I read this in a tshuva from a Moshe Sternberg. That's why I saw this. Anyway, it makes for a good mitzvah shato. How do I get there? Because I have to write somebody in my mitzvah shato, so that's first.
Is keep it up allowed to be delayed? You can't delay that.
No, unless another mitzvah takes precedence. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. Your father needs a drink, and you have to go to Unger's or to Dave's or to Heinen's or to Grove, whoever's paying for this advertisement, to get a drink. And meanwhile, guy needs a ride to the airport. He's going to miss his flight. And nobody else is here. You drive him to the airport. That's your chiyuv. Somebody else is here. Let him drive him to the airport. You take care of your dad. If the guy's not going to miss his flight, he has another 2 hours to his flight, of course you do keep it out of aim first. Because delaying is like Efshalasa De'acherim. I didn't say delay, keep it out.
If the father cannot
deal with,
only do one of the
two,
what do you do?
Again, is it Efshalasa
De'acherim
or not?
No.
So then you do the other mitzvah first.
You do the other mitzvah first. Whatever happened about this, the greatness of Kibbutz
Avim. All mitzvahs are great.
No, but we always say Shabbos is Kenekid Kulam and all this stuff.
100%. So therefore what? I have to put on lulav. I have to shake lulav. I'm staying away from tzon. I have to shake lulav. I'm going to miss lulav today if I didn't take care of my father. Right. It's a mitzvah deraisa. It's the first day Yom Tov. I'm not going to get involved in Rabbanan and deraisa. It's going to be dragged on another path. Right? It's the first day Yom Tov. It's a minute and a half to Shkia.
I understand what I'm saying.
So that takes precedence over Kibbutz Avim.
We never look at
this. This is new. That's why you're learning this Gemara.
We never look at the quality of the mitzvah. Aren't certain mitzvahs more important?
Not when this, because there's a halacha that says if your father would have been mechuyev to do the same mitzvah, that gives that mitzvah precedence. She'ato v'avicha chayavin b'kvayin. Meaning because both you and your father have this obligation.
My grandfather doesn't drive anymore.
So therefore what?
He can't do the mitzvah.
That doesn't mean he's not chayav in it. He's an anus. You're chayav in all the mitzvahs. I'm chayav in all the mitzvahs. There are a lot of them I can't do, but that doesn't make me not chayav in them. I mean, it happens to me, I live in Chutz Laaretz, so I'm not chayev and pay in these lands. I don't own land in Eretz Yisrael. I did for Shemitah, by the way. I did own it. I had a certificate.
You took the day of that.
Yes.
And if it ends up your father gets angry at you for doing a favor to a non-relative as opposed to doing him a favor, is that taken into the equation?
No! It's not halacha. It's a mitzvah she'ev shalat eicherim.
The emotional aspect of it.
Again, that's very nice and dandy. So that's why he has halacha is halacha. Halacha is halacha. Zakti Rabbi. Again, I just stress the Gaon again, that a mitzvah that you can delay is considered Efshel HaAsah De'Acherim. That's how the Gaon understands it. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Amar Rav Masna, Halacha Ki'isi Ben Yehuda. Amar Rav Yitzchir Bashila, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Rav Chizda. Ha'am Shemachal HaKvayda HaKvayda Machal. Father can be Machal on his honor. He can tell his kid, you don't have to do this for me. Because, and this is going to be the aside straight through, whatever belongs to you, you can forgive. The covenant of the father belongs to the father. So if he doesn't need it, or if he's meichel it, you don't have to do it. Dr. Gemara HaRav Shemachal HaKvaydoi, Ein Kvayda Machal. Rav Masna said in the name of Rav Chisda, a Rebbe can't be meichel on his covenant. And we'll see why in a moment. Rav Yosef Amar, Afilu HaRav Shemachal HaKvaydoi, Kvayda Machal. Even a Rebbe can be meichel on his covenant. Shenemar Vashem Ha'ilach Lefneim Yoimam. Hashem went in front of Kal Yisrael by day. He did things that servants do. What do you mean? You're mechuyav to be mechaber Hashem. How in the world could you accept from Hashem that he gives you, that he goes in front of you by day? Must be. He can be meichel on his covenant. Now the Rebbe Nishim can be meichel on his covenant. So could I. We're not going to ask any questions now for the next 3 lines. So can anybody else. So can a Rebbe. I'm a Rava, Hachyashta, what kind of comparison? Hasim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alma Delehi, the Tyra Delehi. It's all his. It's his world, it's his Tyra, he's in control of everything. Machal Eli Yikarai. If you own something, you can be Michael, your covenant. Hacha, Tyra Delehi. The covenant of a Tama Chacham is not because of him, it's because of the Tyra, not his Tyra. It's, how can he be Michael, covenant Tyra? Not his covenant. You can be Michael belongs to you. Kavod HaTorah is Kavod HaTorah. Hadam Rava, then Rava changed his mind. In, yes, Tyra Delehi. Tyra does belong to him. Siv, who would say, Rasai, Yagad, Yaman, Velayla. And his own Tyra, he spends time learning it day and night. It belongs to him. And since Tyra belongs to him,
the person,
Hamachachim, he is the boss over that Kavod HaTorah. His Kavod HaTorah, he is, I'm going to use something, he becomes like one with the Torah. It's his Torah, and he can be Meichel in that Kavod. Rashi, Haka Torah Delehi, Bit Mi, a Kavod Tali B'Torah. Ve'en Yochol Nimcha, a Kavod HaTorah, Shishar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Torah belongs to the Rebbein Shlom. Terasa Yaga, Ki B'Torah Hashem Chavtzel, Terasa Yaga B'Tchila. First you learn Hashem's Torah. He Nikros Torah Hashem, I'm sorry, B'Torah Yaga. B'Tchila He Nikros Torah Hashem. When you start learning, you're learning Rabbanu Shlom's Torah. Shemalamda v'garsa, once you learn it well, hinikus terasa, it becomes yours. So when you become a Talmud Chacham, at that point the Torah is yours, and you can be my home. Zeg the Gemara. Ain't he? Not that way. Why? We have a story with Rava, where he was not happy with them not giving him covered, even though he was a Meichu's covered. Ain't he? But Rava Mashka Behelula Devrei, Rava went around pouring drinks by his son's chasana, the dole kasa, and he handed a cup. What does he learn, dole? Drew a cup?
Offered a cup.
Offered a cup. The Rav Papa, the Yeshua, the Kumbu Mekamei. And they stood up for him as he offered them the cup. The Rav Mari, the Rav Pinchas Vader of Chizda, the Loi Kumbu Mekamei. He offered it to those two, and they accepted it without getting up. Ikbud Rav got angry, upset, not angry. Meaning, you think that you're Rabbanon, you don't have to get up for me, and those two who got up for me were not Rabbanon? Why didn't you get up? Kavod HaTorah. The Sioux, furthermore, Rapapa Abamashki Be'elulu the Abba Marbre, Rapapa was serving drinks by his kids, Chasana. The Tali Be'ekasal of Yitzchak, I shouldn't say kid, his son. But he was upset. Why didn't you get up when I served you the cup? So the Gemara Vilachi Hidur meaning you can be the Tabachon can be Meichon is covered, and you don't have to be mechabed him, but you have to show him some movement, some sign of respect. And not getting up at all is no sign of respect. You can give him what I call the heave-ho. You know, that's what you can do. That's Hidur. That's either. And that's what we do, by the way. This is a big share. If a person over 70 walks in, you have to get up. It's halach and shulchan aruch. We don't do it. There's no reason not to do it. Except you assume that the over 70 person is ma'achon is covered. That's what you're assuming. The halacha is, unless you're over 70, you have to get up for a person over 70. If you're over 70, you don't have to get up. Because you're over 70. You don't have to be mechabit somebody over 70. If you're over 70, he might be 73, you might be 72, but you don't have to get up for him. That's the halacha. But we don't get up for a person over 70. We're Steinbach. I talked to through with Rabbi Groomer once. He told me once, I don't have to get up, I'm over 70. He told me when I talked to him about it. At that point, he was over 70, and I am not still not over 70, so I guess. But so he said, we're Steinbach that the person's ma'achon is covered, and that's why we should do the hevo when a person over 70 walks in. I call it the hevo. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't call it the hevo. Shulchan Aruch calls it hedor. Like a show that, like, you at least you're able to lift yourself up a half an inch. Not even, but you know, it makes it look like you lifted up to say, yes?
Does the
carpet
have the known by the recipient? In other words, when.
No.
So you're not just doing it for the.
You're doing it for the Torah.
The Torah.
Yeah. Yes.
I saw in one of the commentaries on the confession during Yom Kippur that one of the things you're doing Biduyon is not rising up all the way, standing up, when someone who's about 70 or someone who's...
Again, I tell you, if the person's not Michael, then it is an Avera. But if he's Michael, it's not an Avera. Rabbi Grumman told me that the belt of Saibachan, that most people are not insisting that you get up for them. Now, I can tell you this much. My reshiva used to insist that people get up for him when he walked into the Beis Medrash. Not because he needed the people to get up for him. It's because he wanted to teach us Kavanah Torah. Reshiva was makbid that when he walked in, it's very interesting. When I went to yeshiva, reshiva walked into the door, everybody stood up. The whole Beis Medrash stood up and remained standing until the reshiva got to his seat. Every time. And Rav Ruderman, it's not Chaim Berlin, this is Rav Ruderman. And, but for his son-in-law, Rabbi Weinberg, even when he became a Shiva, they did the hevo when he walked in. I understand that in Tells was the same way. Rabbi Elimeir was a Shiva, he walked into the Beis Medrash, everybody stood up. And for other Shivas later, they just, you know, did the same thing. For some reason, this is what happens in generations, but that's just the way it is. Yes.
Is there a limit for how many times you stand up?
Yeah, we're going to learn that. Stay tuned next week. Mitzvah. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Rabbanon, Atam Chachamim V'Chashuvim Beinechem. You seem to think you're Chashuv, so I'm Atam Mipana. Rabbanon Chavarechem to come up, they love Rabbanon Mipana. Love Rabbanon Anu. V'Loshin Teima Amar Lam. He like said a question mark. But you think you're rabbis and those are not rabbis? Hidur lenua ma'at, to shake a little bit. Kilu writes a lamed mipanov, which I call the hevo. Now, my home shot. Now, the Brisker Rav says a beautiful art, doesn't need my askama. The person was Michael. Why do you have to do the hidur? He was Michael. There's no chiv to be mechabed him. The Brisker Rav, there's two halachas. They say v'takum, v'dar to p'nei zaken. The kavod, he can be Michael. The Vahadarta Pnei Zaken is your Chiev, not, that has nothing to do with him. So Hidur, you're Mechuyev. Covered, you're not Mechuyev. It comes from two different psukim. One comes from the fact, it says you have to get up. Covered, you can be Michael, but it's his. But Vahadarta Pnei Zaken is a Chiev of the person that he has to do Hidur, and that doesn't belong to the Talmud Chacham. So he can't be Michael. Show Hidur. Show whatever he calls Hidur here. What is he saying? What? What does he say Hidur? He says it over here. If you love the Hidur, what is he?
What? If he wants to stand up
for him. Good. Like a token of respect. A lot less than that. I don't have to stand up. Right? An over 7-year-old man comes in. Right, I should stand up. I'm Simechis Michael, so I go, That's Hidur. Means I recognize his presence to show him that Hidur. Kavod would say, get up. You don't have to, because he's Michael. It's the Bishkur Rav's Michal between the two. Rashi, then took my advice. Amar Rav Ashi, Afilu l'manda my Rav Shemach HaKvayda Kvayda Machu, Nasi Shemach HaKvayda Ein Kvayda Machu. Even the one that says a Rebbe can be Michael, but a Nasi can't be Michael. And again, it's going to boil down to when we give cover to the Nasi as the righteous Sanhedrin. Is it his? Or is it the position? If it's his, he can be Michael. If it's the positions, he has no right to be Michael. Can't be Michael, it doesn't belong to you. Dr. Gemara may say, I'll ask you a question. And the Gemara brings a long story here. My Sibir of Lazar of Yeshua of Tzaddik, Shemesubim Bebes HaMishnah B'nai Shem Gamliel. They were by a chasana of the son of Rebbe Gamliel. By Rebbe Gamliel, I am in a mashkalayim. Rebbe Gamliel was giving them to drink. He was walking around the tables, and Rebbe Gamliel was the Nasi. And he was going around serving them drinks. Nasi nakayis l'Abriyazer v'lay nadla. He offered a cup of wine to Abriyazer, and Abriyazer said, no, he didn't want Rebbe Gamliel to serve him. Nasi l'Rebbe Yeshua v'kiblay. He gave it to Rebbe Yeshua, who did take it. Amar l'Rebbe Elazar, mazah Yeshua. Amar yayishur Rebbe Gamliel b'Rebbe. They put him back to the word Berebi. I'm in a mashkalainu. The Gadol Hadar, the Nasi, is feeding, is giving us the drink. What's going on? Like, how can you take it from him? Amalei, Matsinu Gadol Mimenu Shishimesh. I have bigger people that serve people. Avram Gadol Hadar Haya. Avram was the Gadol Hadar. He was standing in front of the three, feeding them. You think he thought it was Malachim? I mean, he knew, he thought they were Arabs. And he still feed them. So I don't know, hey, Rav Gamliel, Rebbe, I'm in Mashkelin, Rav Ram Avinu fed guests, so Rav Gamliel can't feed his guests? Amar Rav Tzadik. Rav Tzadik was sitting right there, and he said, why are you leaving the Rebbeinu Shem's Kavod, and you're talking about people? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'ashiv Ruchais, he makes wind blow, Ma'ala Nesiyim, he brings storms, Ma'arid Matar, Atmiyach Adama, brings down rain, makes the ground grow, and he gives panasa to every single person. His mechu is covered. Why can't Gamliel give it up? He's not bigger than the Rabbeinu Shlalem Kaviyahu. Eloyim Marachi Yemar. I'm Ravashi. Filu Lamandam, Rabnasi Shemacha Kvoida Kvoida Machu. Melach Shemacha Kvoida Ein Kvoida Machu. Shedamar. The melech can't be Michael in his covered because we have an obligation to fear him, that he can't be Michael because it's not him. This is the way the Mepharshim learn it. It's the position. A king's position demands the covered, not him personally. Now, why the Rabbeinu Shlom's position doesn't demand the covenant doesn't, is not answered here, but the Gemara is saying, you're right, everybody can be Michael, any covenant that belongs to him. And a Nasi, the covenant also belongs to him. That's what they told Rabbi Eliezer. He's allowed to be Michael. He's no different than Avraham Avinu or the Rabbeinu Shlom. It belongs to him. By a Melech, the Pasuk says it doesn't belong to him. You have to have, it belongs to the kingdom of a Masai, Rashi. Dr. Ashi, Rabbi Gamliel Berebi, I'm sorry, before that. Leidid Meloy El Karabim, Shamil Everachtu Laglechem, he said to them, wash their feet, Sharabim, Mishtakul Omer Shemaglechem. They bow down to the dust of their feet. Kabina Bamatia, Omer Le Barab Mechashitanu, Shemishtakul Omer Gaglechem, they said to him, you're accusing us of being Arabs? Gamliel Berebi, Klim Adam Gadl, Bechem Chom Berebi Shingamara means Adam Gadl, period. Yes, doctor.
In answer to the question that you asked, I don't know if that professor seems to be obvious, but I'm something that's not all the positions.
Okay.
Rebbeinu Shlom has an existence, and to further define that is a limit.
Fine, I'm asking 100%, I just, you don't need it. I was saying that Rebbeinu Shlom is a boss, therefore he can be Michael whatever he wants, whereas the Melech is not the boss. That's what I was saying.
But the real question I was going to ask, It's a minor one. Do I recall in Sukkim, I think, that there was one of the people who were very big who acted as the waiter and served the people at the table?
Right here.
No, this a different one. I mean, in Israel Sabar, the brain is gone.
I mean, Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu served Aaron and Zikni Yisrael.
No, but the Maisa Midbar.
I don't remember.
Okay.
So, Nasi Bebel, should you do the partial or not? What is partial?
The question is there a Miyav Hidur
right.
By us? I would assume there is, because if Nasi is a Tamach Chacham, the Mechoy of a Hidur. And by Melech, he can't be by Chon Eskav.
I mean, Rav Lezer thought he was like a Melech? I mean, was that what we're saying here? That's why Rav Lezer did not take the cup, because he considered him a Melech?
He didn't, it was a Nasi. But he held you can't be Michael. I guess he held you can't be Michael. But Rav Yeshua.
Because he had that.
He said that, and Rav Yeshua corrected him and said he's not bigger than Abraham Avinu. Obviously he is if he's feeding us. Well, is he feeding me? Again, the Rabbeinu Shalom controls everything. There's no position. He is the Rabbeinu Shalom. He can be Michael his own cover. A king is a position. Can't hear you.
Why are you making it into a metaphor?
I know what you mean by that.
What are you talking about, Rabbeinu? You're making a metaphor.
The Gemara is comparing to Rabbeinu Shalom. I didn't do it. Gemara said, the Rabbeinu Shalom feeds us, why can't somebody be Michael? The Gemara makes that comparison. Not me. I didn't make anything. I just read the Gemara.
Right, that's what I think. But that's not the point.
Aren't the Malachim that take do the job of Hashem as far as bringing them rain and stuff like that?
No, the Malachim do nothing.
They do it because Hashem told them.
They have no Bechira.
I understand that part.
So it's like pushing a button. A malach is a button.
Isn't there a story about there is some malach or two? Again,
you're not going to get me there. I'm not going there. My Rebbe said if you think a malach can do things on his own, you're not even a Rebbe Zara.
Wow.
I know Dr. Schwab is going to tell me that the Rebbe disagrees. Again, the Rambam says there's only one Ein Oid Muvadoi. That means there's no power. We don't daven to Malach. This is the big shaila. I'm gonna go. This is the big shaila. Can you say Machnisei Rachman by Tzlichas? Can you ask Malachim? Chaim Elasher didn't say it.
I don't say
Machnisei Rachman. There's a few Tzlichas in that way. Malachi Rachman Mishar Seolia and Chalun No Bnei Keo. I don't say that one either. There's a whole bunch. I don't say those ones. Yes. I didn't hear you.
I said it's a fair to say that kind of understanding between Lutfish and Swedish.
No, I don't think so, no. My Rebbe was a Swedish.
Huh?
My Rebbe was a Swedish.
I know that.
Oh, you mean the Lutfish are that way, the Swedish? I don't know.